On this Audio Gumshoe, music and interviews with Niagara Falls singer-songwriter Christina Custodi.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
When she knocks on the door, I could sense big trouble. Not just any trouble, but the kind that makes you raise an eyebrow and look for the exit.
Read the shingle, Mac. It says Audio Gumshoe. It's time to uncover some independent music.
Hi, everybody. Rich Palmer with Audio Gumshoe. Today, I am very excited to bring you music and an interview from a very talented multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, graduate of the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York. She's from Niagara Falls, has a brand new recording called I, and we're going to hear all about it on today's show. It was a wonderful interview, and I hope you enjoy what you get to hear. We're going to kick it off with a song that she calls Wasting My Time. Here is Christina Custodi on Audio Gumshoe.
I thought that you gave a damn. Frankly, my dear, I thought you were a better man.
What a great way to kick off the show with music from Christina Custodi. That is her song, Wasting My Time. I told you earlier she's a graduate of the Eastman School of Music. She resides in Niagara Falls. She's also shared the stage with Marvin Hamlisch, the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, Chuck Mangione, Lou Soloff, and Pat LaBarbera. She's done many things. She performs with numerous jazz groups on piano and vibraphone, and she's performed as a cocktail piano soloist and has been a side person with numerous blues and commercial bands. You will hear Christina tell a lot more about herself in the discussion that we had last week. I had a wonderful time speaking with her. I hope you enjoy what you hear. I just want to let you know that the song we just heard, Wasting My Time, will be introduced in this interview. My original thought was to put it after our talk, but I wanted to bring you music really quickly today. So I hope you do enjoy this, and please don't be confused by the introduction. We've already heard it. Here is my discussion with Christina Custodi. We are talking with Christina Custodi. It's really a pleasure to have you on the show. You have a new album out. And I wanted to let our listeners hear that. So if you can tell us just a little bit about the album, when it came out, and how they can get a hold of it, we'll start with that, and then we'll kind of break it down with songs.
Sure. Album came out in March. It's entitled I, after the title track. It's available at ChristinaCustodi.com, as well as through CD Baby and also on iTunes.
Excellent. Most of the known outlets are there. Now, you are from a musical family. Is that true?
That is very true. Both of my parents were musicians when I was growing up. Music was always in the house. Actually, before I started speaking, I was singing. I was singing myself to sleep, and I was actually singing the trumpet overtone series because my dad's a trumpet player.
There you go.
So music was surrounded me, you know, from the time that I was an infant, and my childhood always involved musical play. A lot of really positive musical experiences that I was lucky to have because of the family which I grew up in.
Kind of exciting to hear that people also pursue that, even though they've been absorbed in it. Sometimes you see kids back away from it.
Sure. But I mean, you know, I had my stints. I was going to be the next karate star. I think I was going to be a ballerina at one point in my life. And I had really two very supportive parents who, no matter what I said, supported me 100%. It was definitely my choice to pursue music as a career.
That is so cool. Now, you did go on to pursue it. You went to, was it Eastman School in Rochester?
Yes, I went to the Eastman School of Music. It's where I got my undergrad. In 2010, I graduated. I've been working on my master's recently there as well in music education and piano performance. So I've been really blessed to be able to study with such wonderful professors there.
Yeah, what a great experience. A lot of it is dependent on the instruction that you get and how you take that passion from that. I was a music major as well. I studied in Indiana, and I had a phenomenal cello professor that was, you know, as much a mentor as he was an instructor. And that just means so much. It helps you keep that passion.
Absolutely. And the more inspiring teachers that I had, I noticed the more that I was inspired to become more creative with my own work and take more chances. So it really created a great environment for me to grow all around as a musician, not just as a classical pianist, but it, you know, opened my eyes and my ears to other possibilities, which wound up being the project I, which is available now.
Beautiful. You are getting your master's in music education. Are you teaching music now?
I am teaching music. I am a music teacher all week long in the Niagara Falls City School District. I love my job. I love my kids. And it's really a gift to be able to pass on that musical education that I was so lucky to have to other children and hopefully inspire them to have a creative and musical future.
Well, with your album, you have several songs, and I've kind of noticed a theme. There's a couple real-life type sounding experiences. Have you had some things that have led to your inspirations in your lyrics?
Yeah, absolutely. I always say that I can't write and I can't sing about things that I don't know on a real level. There's not one song on there that is written about something that I have not personally experienced.
Uh-huh. Well, with that in mind, I'd like to go ahead and let the listeners hear Wasting My Time. And what a cool song. You got that drum beat starting out at the beginning, and there's just all these textures moving in and out. How'd that work when you were in the studio? Is that what you heard when you wrote the song, or is that how it developed as you recorded?
You know, the production of that song was definitely an interesting progression of what happened. I had that original sort of really deep African bass drum percussion sound coming. I was also a vibraphonist in school, so I have a lot of percussion in me. So when that song first came to me, I just heard really strong drums and really moving rhythms underneath, which are very difficult to create in a studio, mm-hmm. which, you know, I never thought of being a pianist. I just assumed, you know, well, we'll just get the drums and we'll play them and then it'll be perfect. Bless the heart of my sound engineer, because he was so patient with me. I went in there and I said, you know, Ronnie, I really want to hear like a swoosh, and I want it to be really encompassing and really overpowering. And he's going through his sounds and, you know, I don't know, Christina, I don't know what's in here that's going to work. And it was hours figuring out the correct sound and the fade of it. We wound up using, I think it was like a cannon, a cabinet door slam, and reverse deer antlers, which I don't even know what that is. But it took an awful lot of time to produce that sound in the very beginning, which was originally in my head. I just never thought that it would be that difficult to create in a studio.
It's worked.
Well, thank you, Al.
It's worked.
Make sure that my sound engineer knows that somebody else feels that way as well.
Yeah, tell him his efforts were well-deserved, so it worked out well.
Audio Gumshoe.
We've been listening to a discussion with Christina Custodi, our featured musician on Audio Gumshoe today. And the way that Christina found her way to Audio Gumshoe was through the music service Music X-Ray. I have often talked about Music X-Ray on the show, and it is a great way for musicians to find industry professionals. It's also a great way for industry professionals to connect up with new musicians. Music X-Ray helps musicians do three things well. It helps them get deals, it helps them get fans, and it helps them get better. For the industry professional, it helps you find high potential music and talent, find opportunity appropriate music and talent, and it helps you do these things much better, more quickly, more efficiently, and more accurately than almost any other service. Like Christina Custodi, who found her way to Music X-Ray, you too might be able to connect up with either the musician you're looking for your project, or musicians, you may be able to find those new fans and new opportunities. How do you do this? Very simply, go to audiogumshoe.com/musicxray. We're listening to a discussion that I had with Christina Custodi, and we're going to hear more music in just a little bit from her album, I. Let's get back to the discussion, and I'll let Christina tell you how to find out more about her music. Christina, tell us where we can find you online.
You can find me online at ChristinaCustodi.com. CDs are also available through CD Baby, and digital downloads and hard copies are available through iTunes.
Fantastic. And if you're just going to audiogumshoe.com, links to all of that will be there. So don't worry if you can't remember. It's there. So just remember either ChristinaCustodi.com or go to audiogumshoe.com. We get you there either way. So you have been out doing some shows, and I've noticed that some of your shows are pretty big productions. You have a bass player and a drummer and a couple cellists. Amen for cello. And, you know,
a musician, I believe in hiring musicians and performing live with live musicians.
Bless your heart.
I don't really invest in playing to a track or singing with a computer next to me. I think there's something really special about performing with other live musicians. So you're right. My gigs sometimes are quite involved with the men on the stage.
That's phenomenal, though. Backup singers, people are interacting. You have the spontaneity of what happens in a live performance.
Right. And you just can't recreate that with samples or with a track playing next to you. It's not the same musical experience at all.
Well, and I don't know if you feel the way I do, but when I'm on stage, I'm in a new world. It's a new reality. And it's just being absorbed in that experience, seeing people's reactions, seeing the other players' reactions. There's just so much synergy that takes place.
Absolutely. And that's how you get spontaneous musical moments to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm intrigued, too. I'm seeing two electric cellos up there.
Yeah.
On your pictures.
They were wonderful.
Oh, that is so cool. One of them's a six string. I'm just astounded. I don't know if all my fingers.
When I saw them for the first time, I had never seen them. I called them and, you know, explained the show to them and how I really wanted true string players. And they said, you know, you're almost a rocker, you know, with the show. And how do you feel about electric cellos? And I said, I'm not really familiar with the instrument at all. And they came over for a rehearsal and they brought both their acoustic instruments and their electric instruments. And those electric cellos just looked so wonderful and they sounded beautiful.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And, you know, when I originally wrote the cello parts, I was thinking of acoustic instruments, but the sound was very much so natural, and it it was a great fit with those electric cello.
Now, I hear a lot of cello in the song Nothing. Is that right?
Yeah. It's primarily a string accompaniment there.
Yeah. So that's kind of what you're hearing when you're writing for that acoustic environment. You just get that nice air, that ambience that happens with that kind of instrumentation. So let's play Nothing and let everybody hear what we're talking about.
Okay.
You're so sick, but I can't help. And even if I could, you're not worth it. You smiled as you lied. You laughed as I cried. You fooled me. I know. And as I bled and I bruised, how I pleaded with you, but I heard nothing. And as I choked on your lies, I looked into your eyes, but I saw nothing. I feel nothing to you. So call me young and call me dumb, but that very first I love you sure was worthless. If forgiveness is divine, then divinity's not mine. You fooled me, I know. And as I bled and I bruised, how I pleaded with you, but I heard nothing. And as I choked on your lies, I looked into your eyes, feel nothing for you. I cried for Dr. Jekyll as he was slayed by Mr. Hyde. I ran from your hands straight to your side, and you tried to take me, to bury me alive. Will you try? And as I bled and I bruised, how I pleaded with you, but I heard nothing. And as I choked on your lies, I looked into your eyes, but I saw nothing. I feel nothing.
You are listening to Audio Gumshoe.
Cause then all I'd have to do each day is worry about the world.
of your own. And you are the best friend that I've ever known with the worst intentions. And that's no surprise. Ooh. So maybe that's why every night when you say I love you, I love you.
My daughter is a ballet dancer, and she dances everywhere in the house. She's going to school now, and 20 years old, and dances, and she's home for the holidays. And I was playing the La La song a little while ago.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and she and her friend were out in the living room just dancing around. So you're you're inspiring somebody to dance.
Well, that's good. That's great to know.
Yeah. Well, and the La La song, I mean, that's just a fun song. It's one of those songs that just kind of sits in there, and you got the hook going on. You got people moving, you know, they're swaying and bouncing.
And there's that happy little ukulele playing in the background.
Exactly.
It's just such a happy little instrument. I couldn't write it without it in there.
Who played the ukulele for you?
I'm a wonderful Canadian musician friend of mine, Warren Sturzinger. He does the guitar on the entire album, as well as the ukulele on the last piece.
I also see a drummer playing with you that has a similar last name.
He sure does. Uh-huh. Yeah, my drummer is my uncle.
I assume so.
Yes, and everybody that knows anything about the pianist-drummer relationship in a band, the best part is, no matter what happens, he's my uncle, so he has to stick around, so I don't have to worry about losing my drummer.
So even if you don't lock in.
That's right, and you know, some of those arguments are, you know, family dinner table.
Right, exactly.
Discussions yeah. after, but yeah. at the end of the day, we're all family.
And, we'll get through it all and break bread.
He shows up for the next gig, so.
That's beautiful. So, next gig's coming up. You have something coming up in January?
I actually have one this Wednesday, December 19th. There's a Christmas party over at Macri's Italian Grill. If you can't make that one on December 19th, at the Giacomo, which is a beautiful old restored hotel in downtown Niagara Falls, on January 19th, I'm there that evening.
Wow.
Looking ahead into February, mm-hmm. I'm at Salvatore's Italian Garden, and that's on February 22nd. And then I also have, on February 24th, I'm doing a wonderful benefit at the Bear's Den at the Seneca Niagara Casino for the SPCA.
Excellent.
I'm very much so looking forward to that one.
Right. Now, on all of these on your schedule, are these all solo, or are you working with your trio, or what's going on there?
Macri's is a duet. So December 19th is a duet with me and a drummer. The Giacomo is a solo gig. Salvatore's is the full trio.
Excellent.
And then the benefit for the SPCA on the 24th will be a full band again. So we'll have a guitar and a bassist as well as myself and the drummer.
Well, I'm going to tell everybody then, if you're in driving distance, go to every gig, because every gig is going to be a new experience.
Yeah, it's, you know, and the other thing is, where we were talking about live musicians, is every show is a little bit different. You know, the songs are the same, the lyrics are the same, all of that stuff. You're going to hear what you hear on the CD. But as with any live musical performance, not one or two shows are ever the same.
We have the holidays coming up.
Yes.
And you've recorded a song of your own called the Mistletoe Song.
Yes.
And that's not brand new. You've done that in the past couple of years?
Yeah, that's been about out and about for about 2 years, mm-hmm. 2 or 3 years, actually. It was a project that I collaborated on and kind of set it forward as a gift to the troops overseas. And it's been pretty successful in its short little life.
It's in my holiday playlist.
In a different style than I.
You know,
I'm also a jazz musician, and I do jazz gigs around the area as well. And that was kind of in that expressive outlet for me.
I think that's what might make it timeless. It's one of those that I think once people hear, they'll keep it in their list. And with this, you know, whole world of iTunes and playlists and Spotify and all this stuff going on,
right.
It's really nice to integrate that in and see that rotate back around. And
yeah, and it's all about diversity. You know, we talked about the heavy percussion and wasting earlier. I think that stylistically, the 8 songs on the current album are very diverse. And the Mistletoe song kind of fits in with them in the fact that it's not like any of the other tracks. Kind of exists on its own.
Well, and with the holidays upon us and the show coming out just before Christmas, let's go ahead and give that one a play and see what everybody else thinks.
Okay, sounds great.
I hung my mistletoe right where you could plainly see in the little room where we place our Christmas tree, and I called to you on a cold, dark Christmas Eve. I stood alone, my words echoed in the night, saw the children's choir, heard the Christmas songs they sang, heard the church bells chime. Through the streets the music rang in a little town. Snow fell
Well, we're going to go out with a song that maybe is a little harsh to the guy you're talking about, but I really enjoyed this song, and it does say a lot about, you know, hey, pay attention to what you're doing here, buddy. But can you tell everybody a little bit about Mirror?
Mirror is the quintessential, I say, girl song from age 18 to at least, well, 25, because that's how old I am. Every girl has gone through one of these men that just, you know, the sun rises and sets on himself. And it was just one of those things where I was with a person that was like this. And, you know, you're wondering, what in the world do I have to do to get you to wake up? And so I wrote a song. Mm-hmm. And this is that song. And hopefully it's relatable. And hopefully it can let out some angst of some of the other women in the world right now who have this man or had this man in their lives like I did.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, I don't know if you're like my daughter has been, but she shares her favorite lyrics from time to time as a little smack in the face.
And yeah, I guess it's a little worse when you're the one who's actually writing the
right,
lyrics.
Right, right. But, you know.
But, you know, sometimes it takes a lot to get somebody to wake up.
Yes, it does. And the fact that you have the music as your release, that's even that much better.
Absolutely.
To get it out there.
Therapeutic.
So let's see what everybody else thinks. And like I said, go visit her at her website. Find the links at audiogumshoe.com. We've been talking with Christina Custodi, and this is her song, Mirror.
Thanks for listening to Audio Gumshoe. To subscribe or listen online, visit audiogumshoe.com.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
You mean that's all there is?